Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, I've taught on this in a number of series. I'm not going to go through everything in every detail, but I want to go through some of these scriptures very quickly to just once again amplify that all of God's wrath came on Jesus. And if you could ever get a picture of this, I tell you what, the only appropriate response is just to humble yourself and rid yourself of all guilt and condemnation, because Jesus paid it all. And by you bearing it still, it is dishonoring what Jesus did. It's negating what He's done. In Isaiah chapter 52, I wish I had time. If you were to go back to Isaiah chapter 40, all of these verses are all prophecies about the Messiah. John quoted from these verses. Isaiah chapter 52, I think, or 50 is where Jesus spoke on the cross. Where is he that will contend with me? Let us come together. In other words, make my day. Man, that shows you his attitude. Amen. These are direct quotes from Jesus written prophetically by Isaiah the prophet. And in Isaiah chapter 52, down in verse 13, it says, "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred." In other words, he's talking to the nation of Israel, and he says, in the same way that there was a prophecy that said people would walk by Jerusalem and wag their heads, shake their heads, like, how could the jewel of the whole earth, this place that was more favored than any place on the face of the earth, how could it be reduced to rubble? How could it be ruined? People would wag their heads and say, how could this have happened? People were astonished at the shame, at the disgrace that came on the people of God because they forsook the covenant and walked away from it. And he says, in the same way that you've borne shame, in the same way that people have been astonished at you, Jesus would bear that shame. He would take all of these things on himself. And it says here, his visage, that's talking about his face, was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of man. You know, we could spend all night talking about that one verse. Most people just read over this and don't think about it. But it says that his face was marred more than any person's face that has ever lived on the face of the earth. You know, recently I saw a thing on the internet where they had these people that had warts and growths on them, on their hands, face, all over. And it was grotesque looking. Jesus was marred more than that. Personally, I believe that that was a result of the curse of the fall, and Jesus bore that curse for us. And I believe that those things, all of these growths and disfigurements came on him. People that had tumors on their face. I had a man come to one of my meetings who had a towel over his face, and he was talking to me and wanted prayer. And I couldn't understand him. And I tried, and finally I said, "You're going to have to remove the towel. I cannot understand you." And when he removed the towel, cancer had eaten his nose and cheek and lips away. And you could see this raw flesh on his face. You could see up into him. I don't even know how he was alive. But his face was gone. It was grotesque looking. In that same meeting, I had a doctor come who wanted prayer, and cancer had eaten his eyeball out and had taken over half of his face. And he had this raw cancer laying there that was bleeding. I've seen some grotesque looking people. Jesus was marred more than that. You know, the show that, who was the guy that Mel Gibson did on The Passion of the Christ? There was a lot of Christians that thought that was over the top and it was too graphic. Mel Gibson had to say himself that he had to tone it down, or it would have been triple X rated and nobody would have come. When I saw that show, again, I'm not criticizing his ability, because you're just limited to try and portray something only in the physical that was spiritual. And so I think it accomplished some good things. I'm sure there was a lot of people touched through that, but it wasn't even close to portraying the brutality that Jesus went through. Jesus suffered more than that. And it goes on to say, not only was his face worse than any other person's face, it says his form more than the sons of men. I think it's the NIV that says it was beyond human recognition. He didn't look human. You know, in that show, The Passion of the Christ, Jesus was hanging on the cross. Is this the NIV? Marred beyond human likeness. Jesus, in that show, The Passion of the Christ, still looked like a human. He looked brutalized and bleeding, but he still looked human. Did you know that the reality, Jesus, didn't even look like a man hanging on the cross? I believe that every one of these growths that I was talking about came on him. Elephantitis. I saw a thing on the internet also about a woman that something happened and her legs just grew huge. They were out of proportion to her body. It was grotesque looking. All of that happened to Jesus. His body swelled. He didn't even look like a human being hanging on the cross. What the Romans did to him, as bad as it was, isn't even close to the suffering that he went through. He suffered the sin, the sickness of every human being who has ever lived on this earth, coming into his physical body so that his face looked worse than any human face has ever looked in the history of the world. His body was so marred that it didn't even look human. And when a person sees that and then says, oh, I'm just not sure that Jesus could forgive me, that God could forgive me, I just don't understand that. That's like you are lifting your sin up and saying, look how bad my sin is, instead of looking at the huge price that was paid. One drop of Jesus' blood was worth more than all of the sin of the human race. His blood was so pure. His life was so pure. We can't even understand or relate to it, but he was so pure that one drop of his blood more than paid for all of our sins. If you had one of these scales up here, you know, that had a fulcrum in the middle and you had these scales on each side, and if you were to put the sins of the world over here on one side and then put one drop of Jesus' blood, boom, it would outweigh it all. What Jesus paid, more than paid for your sins. It didn't even come close. It's not like somebody who's gone out and raped and murdered and plundered saying, well, I'm just not sure that God could forgive me. You have disesteemed the death. You have missed. You do not have a revelation of what Jesus paid. Jesus more than paid. That would be like you going up to pay for something that costs $10. And you don't have enough. You only got $9 and you're worried about it. And I come up and I just throw down $1 million and say, here, will this cover it? Well, yeah, I think $1 million. You know, it's more than covering it. That's what Jesus did. Jesus gave his life and it more than paid for your sin. So that when you come before God, sin conscious and, oh God, I'm so unworthy. How could you ever love scum like me? What you are doing, you're magnifying your sin instead of magnifying the payment for your sin. And I know that this isn't intentional, but nonetheless, here's the bottom line, that in a sense, our sins are bigger to us than Jesus and what he paid, and that's wrong. You need to recognize that what you've done is insignificant compared to the price that was paid for your redemption. Jesus has bought you back. His face was marred more than any man. His form, he didn't even look human. In verse 14, as many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of man. Going down into chapter 53, I need to hurry through this. But in chapter 53, he starts off by saying, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? This is Isaiah. He had been prophesying since chapter 40 about all of the things that the Lord would do. In chapter 40, he says, speak unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that she has had double payment for what was due. That's talking again about Jesus. Jesus more than double paid what was owed. He more than compensated for your sins. And he's been saying all of these wonderful things. And when he came to this part about his face was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of man, he basically just stopped and he says, who could believe this? Who's going to believe what I'm saying? Who can believe that God Almighty would come down and become a human being And instead of coming down here in glory and power and strong arming and making us bow the knee and do this, who can believe that God is going to come humbly and yield himself and suffer the payment for our sins? Get beat up and brutalized for what he didn't do. Who can believe that God would be like this? You know, out of all of the religions on the face of the earth, there isn't a single religion that has ever had this concept, that God would come and humble himself and take our place and suffer the punishment that you and I deserve. Every other religion without exception, they acknowledge that there is some supreme being, but you have to do things to appease this supreme being, and all of the burden is upon you. Christianity is the only religion, if you want to use that word, that even has the concept that God would come down and pay our debt and then give us right standing with him simply by faith. It is a unique concept. And out of the hundreds, the thousands of other religions, nothing else even approaches this. Because you know what? Man, in all of his weirdness, with all of his imagination, can't even imagine something this wonderful. This is what Isaiah is saying. Who can believe this? Who's going to believe our report? Man, this is amazing. He just is overwhelmed. Who can believe this report? Who can see the power of God in this and understand this? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. Again, if we would have been God coming to this earth, we would have come down in some majestic way. We would have landed on a space shuttle. We would have done something that would have wowed the people. We would have shown them all the technology and done all of these things. Jesus grew up as a little baby, born to poor parents. He wasn't born in a palace. He was born in a stable.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the nature of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
You know, if you've been blessed by today's program, I believe that you're seeing that, you know, the Word of God, if you live in the Word of God and if you study it, it changes the way you see things, the way you react to things. And I'm telling you that this is the key to sensitizing your heart, is just being focused on the Word. And the best way that I have to offer you of getting into the Word, our products will help, but the very best way is our Charis Bible College. It is an intense study of the Word for 2 years, possibly 3 years if you stay and do our apprenticeship program. And we have the equivalent of like 22 years worth of church attendance crammed into 2 years worth of Bible school. If you'd like information about that, please call and inquire about our Charis Bible Colleges.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.